So from the macro to the micro of the debt ceiling shutdown controversy, talk about wealth running out. Well, that is the daily experience right now of Marcelo Del Canto, a budget analyst for the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. It's an administration within the Department of Health and Human Services. I asked Marcelo how he's been filling his days since he last walked away from his desk on September 30th.
Well, I've tried to be as active as I can with this whole furlough thing. So I've been downtown several times. I've been at a couple of news conferences, at a couple of rallies. There's another one tomorrow. So I'm trying to stay as active as possible, getting in front of the senators and congressmen and letting them know the pain that we're all feeling is a very real pain. And we're not just a bunch of numbers that they're easy to talk about on TV, but not experiencing the pain that we're experiencing.
What is not getting done as a result of you not being in the office? And I understand your wife is also at the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. I suspect her duties also unmet at this moment.
Correct. So on my end, I'm in a budget analyst. So what I was doing up until the furlough was making sure that our fiscal year closed out correctly, making sure that all the grants and contracts that we fund, which is in the billions of dollars, which provide the services to the mentally ill and substance abuse disorder folks throughout the country, millions of folks that receive those services directly or indirectly through SAMHSA, that funding is in place so that they can in fact operate. So that's obviously not happening now. And on my wife's end, she's a public health analyst, so she gives technical support and provides support to all of the grantees that do receive the federal funds in order to operate these programs that provide those services. So that's just a snapshot of the two very important things that are not being done right now.
There are people out there, there are clinics out there that are shutting down because the money that you disperse isn't getting there, and those individuals are pretty much cut loose by the federal government.
I would assume, yes.
Now, what about you and your family? You're not getting a paycheck. You've got your own personal issues.
It's a very hard pill to swallow because I've said many times, I'm a budget analyst and I pride myself on running a very tight budget at home. And this is not something that one could ever really plan for or budget for. You can have savings and so on and so forth, but what do you do when neither you nor your spouse has any income? That's a very difficult, if not impossible, situation to plan for.
Do you have televisions, flat screen TVs in your home?
Oh, yeah.
And do they all have cracks in them from throwing pots and pans at them if you happen to turn to a news channel?
No, I haven't gotten to that point yet. Like I've said, I've tried to be active, getting down to the rallies and getting with the senators and congressmen and having them hear the message. And just a lot of things to do around the house, you know, reseeding the lawn and so on and so forth, trying to keep myself busy and my four-year-old from staying out of trouble.
What do you tell him about why mommy and daddy are both home from work?
We had that discussion early on last week when we stopped taking him to daycare because it was obviously one of the biggest expenses besides our mortgage that we knew we would have trouble meeting. And we basically sat him down and said, mommy and daddy are not going to take you to school for a little while because we're not working. And then he said, so I'll stay home with you. And I said, yes. And he was fine for the first couple of days. But this week has been a little bit tough because he's so used to being at school with his friends and his teacher. And he keeps asking when he's going to see his teacher again. And I said, honey, I can't tell you when. I really don't know.
And the House and the Congress have passed this bill, which at least in theory will pay retroactively when the government starts up again. You're familiar with that legislation that went through?
Yeah, it passed the House. It hasn't gone through on the Senate, but the first and foremost is we have to get the government running again.
Well, I don't want to be too partisan here, but when Eric Cantor said we've passed the retroactive, so all the federal workers will get paid, I mean, it sounds like he's saying, so it's okay for us to yank your chain like this. What's your response?
I think it's real easy to talk about something that one is not experiencing. You see a lot of the news channels saying, 86% or whatever statistics they say of these agencies are still open, counting my own. And, you know, there's a handful of people working out of the 600 some employees at SAMHSA, and I would hardly say that we're open. So it's real tongue in cheek for them to say, well, you know, 86% of the agencies are open. Well, they're not really, because everyone pretty much is sitting home like myself and my wife. When you got the credit cards and the mortgage companies calling you as to asking you when you're going to pay, that's a tough conversation to have on a daily basis.
Marcelo Del Canto is a budget analyst for the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, furloughed along with his wife because of the government shutdown. Marcelo, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.